Good morning, everybody. Nice to have all these lovely people here today. What you have in front of you is an alfombra base ring. This is a sawdust carpet. You find these in certain parts of Central America and even parts of Mexico around Easter time. People will get out of their houses and go into the streets and make these lovely carpets in, like, even like right outside their homes or in town blocks by the church. And so this is sort of a two-folded approach. They do this at the start of the Easter season and sort of to welcome Easter. You know, when you have the entrance to Jerusalem, people welcome them with palm fronds and jubilee. And so this is their way of doing it. They paint the roads with these sawdust and however much material you want. Some people put flowers. We did rice here today. And yeah, it's just the point of just celebration at the start. But then on Good Friday, a procession will walk over the streets on their way to the church or mass or wherever they're going, and they'll just literally walk over this thing. This is not glued down or anything. This is just freestanding. And so they're just being swept away by the procession. And so, A, that shows, like, you know, this is a process. This is not here to stay, as Easter is just a single event. But also, this is sort of a way of for people to lessen the burden on the road to the cross, because people make the roads beautiful, so it's not this barren, hard, painful road to the cross. It's a little more colorful and happy. People put their thoughts into it. They put a special design that maybe they want to be taken to the cross along with the procession or something. And so today's chapel, we're going to center around three words. Those are acceptance, goodness, and grace. And as you walk around the carpet, just find something in the carpet that relates to one of those terms for you. Maybe it's just a color, a design, a shape, or something. So, like, just try to find something around those three words. Like, you know, maybe that flower really gets to me in that goodness part. And think about what that means. Like, why is that flower thing? If you were making one, like, what would you create to show that word? So just keep thinking about that. And thanks for everybody showing up.
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know who you are looking for, Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said."
Pero el ángel dijo a las mujeres, "No temáis vosotras, porque yo sé que buscáis a Jesús, el que fue crucificado. No está aquí, pues ha resucitado, como dijo."
Today we take a moment of silence to think of the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well. Being the heat of the day meant she was avoiding others. Again and again, she had tried relationships with the same result: more shame and more isolation. We don't know the woman's story, but do we even want to? Maybe society thinks needs this kind of person to outfit our cheap comparisons. We can't be that bad because we're better than her. So we condemn others while we ourselves refuse to change. But as we realize how shallow our attempts at righteousness are, Jesus appears with life-giving water. There is only one who can meet us in our shame and disarm our deepest fears. Only one to slice through our excuses with a loving smile. He offers us relationship with God, access to the wellspring of truth, a spirit alive and free. Are you ready to meet Christ at the well in your heart?
Please go to number 64 on your brochure. Un pozo hay. There is a well, okay? We will be singing all three verses in español, in Spanish. Give it your best shot, okay? And there's beautiful harmonies. Go ahead and try them out, okay?
Al desamparado que sufre dolor y al tomar de las aguas que brotan, vida se encuentra, sed nunca más. Un pozo hay cercano a los pobres, que quien con poderes no puede hallar. Y alto mar de las aguas que brotan, vida se encuentra, sed nunca. Un pozo hay que el mundo restaura y da esperanza, justicia y paz. Y alto mar de las aguas que brotan, vida se encuentra, sed nunca más.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said."
Mateo 28, la resurrección. Pero el ángel dijo a las mujeres, "No temáis vosotras, porque yo sé que buscáis a Jesús, el que fue crucificado. No está aquí, pues ha resucitado, como dijo."
Today, we take a moment of silence to smile at the story of Zacchaeus. Scripture says he was short in stature, but Zacchaeus laughs at us because he was successful and filthy rich. He had learned how to manipulate weakness in others, to ignore the faces of those he robbed, and to abuse his power to make his life comfortable. Why was it so easy? Maybe he had a motto: life is short, live free, be happy. We don't know if he felt remorse, if he struggled with anxiety, or if he was just curious to see the prophet. But all it took was for Jesus to look at him and say, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." A simple gaze from Christ can convict us too that there is more to life than corruption, and a few words from our Savior are enough to fill us with hope. Today is a new day.
Please go to number 577, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, in your brochure. Okay? O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, we'll be singing three verses together. The strings will start out, so they're going to play one verse, and then we'll sing three verses together.
Love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer flow. The be, O light that followest all my way. I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day. My red be, O joy that seekest me through pain, I dare not close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be.
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said."
Pero el ángel dijo a las mujeres, "No temáis vosotras, porque yo sé que buscáis a Jesús, el que fue crucificado. No está aquí, pues ha resucitado, como dijo."
Today, we take a moment to remember Paul, a zealous man, educated and respected. He had been trained in the law of Moses, and he loved the purity of God. As the story of Christ spread and the threat of the way came close to home, Paul responded quickly. He had authority to imprison, to tear up families, and to act on his judgments. Just like Paul, our doubts and insecurities can bring hostility. We grow so tired of waiting on God's time that we jump into action hastily and without love. Paul's conversion may have sparked in a moment, but it throbbed for years without end as he sought to proclaim the proof of God's love, Christ crucified. God has revealed a Savior that the world could not invent, a suffering Savior who identifies with us in our brokenness and who suffers for us because of our hostility. His grace will heal us if we let him.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer.
But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
We will now be singing Amazing Grace. And the first two verses will be in English. The second two verses will be in Spanish, Gracia Admirable, ¿verdad? And the strings will play one verse to start. So strings play one verse, then we sing two verses in English, Amazing Grace, and then we sing two verses, Gracias Admirable, which is Amazing Grace in Español, okay?
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour after belief. Oh, gracia admirable, a mi pecador salvó. Perdido estaba yo, mas vine a sus pies, fui ciego, visión me dio. La gracia me enseñó a temer, del miedo libre fui. Cuán bella esa gracia fue en mi ser, la hora en que creí.
Thank you, Father Joe Goldsmith. We're so blessed to have you with us from Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church. And for Latino Student Alliance to plan and build the alfombra, create it, design it, and then to build this worship service around it. Thank you. We've been deeply blessed and inspired by you. We are also inspired by a group of undergraduate students from the social movements class. They're hosting today a day of remembrance for MJ Sharp, commemorating, naming our solidarity with and celebrating his passion for peacemaking and our commitment to peacemaking. And so many of us are wearing white today, symbolizing that. And everyone is invited to rush home and get white on if you'd like, or simply show up as you are anytime between 11 and 1 on Thomas Plaza. You can sign a banner. We'll be taking pictures, and we'll be sending those pictures to MJ's family for the memorial service in Heston, Kansas this Saturday. There is time to linger and meditate around the alfombra. It will also, I think, be up the rest of the week. Am I right? Yes, it will be here through the rest of the week. Blessings to you in this Holy Week.